Hi, this is a dictation for Tanveer Nazir. T like Tom, A-N-V-E-E-R, N-A-Z-I-R. Date of birth is 5/22/75. Date of accident is 7/23/2023, and date of service is 10/31/2023. Mr. Tanveer Nazir was involved in an automobile accident on 7/23/2023, where he was T-boned on the driver's side front, leading to totaling of the car, headaches, along with severe dizziness, pain in the left rib, and pain in the neck, lower back, pain in the left shoulder, started with radiation to the left arm and both buttocks and legs, with numbness and tingling constantly. It was very difficult for him to walk, sit or stand, or unable to do his job. He drives a cab, and he had a severe spasm in the paraspinal muscles, severe tenderness of the T5 to L5 spine, and the patient reports today his pain is still 10. He's limping because severe pain in both the knees. He has a difficult time breathing because the pain in the left chest. He's quite scared, very panicky, irritated, severe anxiety, quite a shortness of breath. He's also coughing with phlegms and snoring at night. His eyes are blurry and watery. He wants to see an ophthalmologist. He's limping, and he cannot barely walk more than 50 feet. His left thigh is quite painful, and he wants stronger pain medication. His left leg is quite painful. He cannot climb stairs or sit on the floor. His knees are quite painful. Pain in the neck is stiff to around level of 4 or 5 with radiation to the left arm, which is in numb and tingling constantly. The pain in the left shoulder is also 9. And he can do up to 110 degrees of abduction. Pain in the lower back is 10. And pain in both the knees is also 10, according to him. ADLs are affected 9. 20% improvement is reported by the patient. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review for pay for the additional history. And for the substance abuse and compliance plan. There is no new accident. The physical examination, blood pressure is 143/114, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will come from previous visit of 8/7/2023, dictation number 0819-002. The plan is to continue Narcos 10/325 once a day for extremely severe pain. In addition, patient is provided with the following medication, which are Mobic, Protonix, Tylenol, Codeine, Elavil, Xanax, Neurontin, Furoscide, Lidocaine ointments. On the first visit, 8/7/2023, he doesn't want any more medication. He still has the compounding cream. He wants to change his physical therapist from Southfield PT to his own friend. An MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant is ordered to identify the brain trauma. MRI of the both shoulders and MRI of the left knee is ordered to identify the pathology. In the previous ER visit, it was found that he has an atelectasis of the left basal of the lung without any fractures. His right shoulder, left knee, and pelvic CT scans are all negative. The CT scan for cervical spine, lumbar spine, thoracic spine were negative, except for fracture of a transverse process of L3 that has healed up. CT scan of the head was a negative also. He was also seen at Beaumont Hospital, and CT abdomen and pelvis were found negative. However, there is a controversy about his MRI. In one CT scan, there is a damage to L4-5. In the MRI, it is at L5-S1. So once we have the correct MRI, we'll have a further improvement in his treatment plan. Currently, he'll continue on his physical therapy to the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, left knee, and other painful areas, especially the left lung, and with traction massage, aquatherapy. We have discussed the laser, yoga, chiropractic treatment, home treatment, stretching of the spine. He remains off work, housework replacement. Attended care for 4 hours, 6 days were provided. Transportation has been ordered. And other than that, patient is stable. He'll be seen after these MRIs are done so that we can have a more better picture. Thank you. The MRI that have been submitted to us from the Oakwood Hospital, Beaumont, it showed a broad-based left central paracentral disc herniation of L5-S1. And then in cervical spine, there is a herniated disc of C3-4 and C6-7, leading to possibility of injection treatment that will be discussed on the next visit after all the MRIs are completed together. Thank you.